This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to attorney attorney Brad Smith. First name is B-R-A-D Smith, S-M-I-T-H. So that's attorney Brad Smith of Ken Nunn Law. Address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Tierra Peoples, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is T-I-A-R-A. Last name is Peoples, P-E-O-P-L-E-S, period. On June 2nd, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation based upon review of records and obtaining the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. History obtained directly from the patient is that the patient is a 33-year-old female, height 5'7" tall, weight 222 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on April 22, 2021, period. The patient was a passenger in the front with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when another vehicle ran a stop sign, striking the patient's vehicle front left, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. Two airbags were deployed, period. Her right knee hit the dash, period. The patient did not know she was pregnant at that time, period. She was in her first trimester and was a few weeks pregnant, and this was determined later, period. Her seatbelt and shoulder belt was jerked. She had abdominal, pelvis, and chest pressure immediately, period. These areas were jerked, period. She had immediate pain in her pelvis, comma, right knee, comma, low back, comma, left wrist, period. She had worse pain over the next few days, period. She did miscarry a few weeks after this automobile accident, period. New paragraph, despite treatment, she is still experiencing present-day right knee pain, period. She has swelling and tightness, period. The knee pain is described as burning and varies in intensity from 3 to 7 out of 10 on a good and bad day, period. The pain is intermittent daily, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The patient sustained a miscarriage a few weeks after this automobile accident, period. Surgery was not required as she did pass the tissue with difficulty, period. She did have an ultrasound showing a subchorionic hemorrhage prior to the miscarriage, period. The family doctor ordered this ultrasound, period. She was advised by her family doctor that the family doctor felt that the hemorrhage was most likely from this automobile accident, period. She was also advised that the miscarriage may have very well been resulted from this trauma of this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. The timeline for treatment as disclosed and best recollected by the patient was that that day ambulance took her to Community North emergency room, period. She had x-rays of the knee that were negative for fracture, period. She was referred to her family doctor, period. She saw her family doctor a few days later. Ultrasound was ordered, and she was advised that there was a subchorionic hemorrhage, period. She was referred to her OB as well as an orthopedic physician, period. She did have an MRI of her knee and was advised that she had a contusion, period. The patient never made it to the OB because of the miscarriage, period. She went to the emergency room at Community East for vaginal cramping and bleeding, period. Ultrasound apparently showed no fetal heartbeat, and she was advised that she would miscarry, period. She was advised that surgery was not necessary, period. She did pass the embryo and tissue at home, period. She had heavy bleeding and was seen at St. Vincent's Women's Center emergency room and advised that she had a miscarriage and most likely from this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has difficulty exercising, period. Running is limited to approximately 2 miles, period. Sports such as basketball with her children are affected, period. Sleep is affected, period. She has difficulty working out, period. New paragraph. Medications include tapazole, comma, thyroid medication, and hydroxyzine, period. She is also using over-the-counter medications such as Aleve for her knee pain, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include Aleve and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hyperactive thyroid as well as anxiety, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for 3 cesarean sections and 2 ankle surgeries, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history revealed that the patient injured one knee in childhood, but she is not sure which knee it was. She suspects it was possibly the left knee in middle school when she was playing basketball, period. She was advised that she had a sprained knee and no major treatment was necessary, period. There was no permanency necessary, period. MRI was apparently done, and she was later advised that she was fine, period. This childhood injury resolved in a few weeks, period. Both her knees were entirely pain-free at the time of this automobile accident, period. The patient has never had a prior miscarriage, period. The patient had the patient had successful delivery of 4 children, period. She did have 1 medically induced abortion, period. The patient has never been involved in a major automobile accident prior to this one, period. She has only had minor automobile accidents and none required any significant treatment or injury, period. She has not had a work-related injury, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a salon owner, period. She does have problems with prolonged standing with knee swelling, period. She can work a full day and week, but it is with pain, period. New paragraph. I did review a significant amount of records as well as photographs. The photographs are impressive with significant bruising noted in the abdominal and pelvic areas as well as her right knee, period. Also, upon review of records, some of the pertinent findings was that a fetal ultrasound in the first trimester done May 3rd, 2021 showed a subchorionic hemorrhage in the uterus, period. Emergency room Community North records, April 22nd, 2021, showed a 31-year-old female who presented to the emergency department with right knee pain, period. X-rays of the right knee done that date were negative for acute fracture or malalignment, period. MRI of the right knee, July 2nd, 2021. Pertinent findings were edema and inflammation. There was a lateral meniscus shallow apical fraying. That's lateral meniscus shallow apical fraying. There was anterior prepatellar soft tissue edema, which could represent resolving contusion, period. Office visit from Osteopathic Family Medicine South, May 3rd, 2021, states that she was having bruising along her lower abdomen, period. She is having lower abdominal pain to touch as well as cramping, period. She is also having vaginal spotting that started the day of the accident, period. Also, records from Community South, Osteopathic Family Physicians, May 24th, 2021. Chief complaint was vaginal bleeding-pregnant. Patient reports that she has some spotting this morning, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all the treatment that she has sustained and outlined above as it relates to the automobile accident of April 22nd, 2021, were all reasonable, appropriate, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions by Dr. Mandel are number one, right knee trauma, comma, strain and edema. Number two, lateral meniscus fraying. Number three, abdominal and pelvis trauma with strain. Number four, subchorionic hemorrhage noted on ultrasound. Number five, numbers three and four resulting in miscarriage, period. The above five diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of April 22nd, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. The patient qualifies for a 7% lower extremity impairment of the knee, referring you to Table 16-3, page 509, period. This converts to a 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 16-10, page 530, period. The basis for this impairment rating is strictly and totally this automobile accident in question of April 22nd, 2021, period. Because of the severe injuries to her right knee, the patient will be more prone to arthritis as she ages, period. It is my professional opinion that the subchorionic hemorrhage, as well as the severe trauma to the abdomen and pelvis, has resulted in her miscarriage, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need continued over-the-counter medications, both oral and topical, at an estimated monthly cost of $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need a knee brace at an estimated cost of $150, and this would need to be replaced every 2 to 3 years, period. As a patient ages, she will be more susceptible and likely require a total knee replacement as she ages, period. The patient could benefit by some knee injections at an estimated cost of $2,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records and taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, but have not performed a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the history and records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.